great to be in the sixth final in a row from Donegal's point of view. We're definitely are spoilt at the minute in Donegal, and to have our minor team there as well, another great occasion for Donegal. We thought maybe at the time with the two teams in the All-Ireland final together, that was a great day. And you know, this is another special day to have two teams in an Ulster final, and it, you know, it'll be a big help to the minor team to have the senior team there with them. And you know, we may enjoy this because these, you know, Armagh had these days away back, and look where they are now, and Down had these days. So we may enjoy them when they're there, because you won't always be at the top. So let's enjoy the whole build up to it and everything else. And you know, great credit goes to the players. I mean, fabulous performance on Saturday night. One of their better performances we've seen in a long time from Donegal team.
Yep. Are Donegal in a stronger position now heading into this final than what they were last year?
Well, people say the bookies are never wrong, and they've Tyrone odds-on favourites for it, you know. So a lot of people have been tipping Tyrone, and particularly people down south. There's a big fear of Tyrone, as they say, down south. And you know, all they want to talk about is Tyrone. But I think Donegal's point of view, Donegal have a good record against Tyrone, and maybe Tyrone want, like Donegal and Monaghan, maybe Tyrone want to get one over on Donegal that way. But look, I think they're under no pressure going in. The great thing was to get back to the Ulster final. That's a big achievement itself. There's not as much pressure on them now going in, because Tyrone will be favourites. But I think Donegal up for it. There's a great hunger there. You know, the discipline was brilliant the last night. Only gave away, got one, Conor McManus scored 1 point from a free. So everything like that there was good. And I mean, Donegal, the great thing about it is we only won the game by a point, Oisín, but we should have really won it by a lot more. You know, conceding the goals was disappointing. But in saying that, it's probably the right way to go into an Ulster final.
What did Donegal have to improve on for the final? Obviously, conceding the goals is one thing, but there's always room for improvement, Martin.
Oh, well, that's one thing. There always are room for improvement, you know. I mean, the great thing about it is maybe the players that played well in the drawing game were quieter the last day, but other players stood up, and that's what it's good about. And there's a great hunger there, and there's a great bit of pace there which you need in the modern day game. And I suppose Kevin Mann said to me after the match, he said, Donegal went out to win the match. Monaghan went out to stop Donegal. And I think that was the way looking at it. I think Monaghan were, from their own point of view, they look back at it too conservative. But from Donegal's point of view, you know, they put a lot of energy into it. And, you know, just we need to keep putting teams away. When we were that, you know, 5 points, you know, you were that 5 points to one up or 4-0 up, whatever it was at the start of the game. It's important just to keep putting teams away, because we have that ability. And, you know, you do start with that pace and you're going to die at some stage. But I suppose the other thing we have to improve on is that's a lot of games we've played with 14 men. It's great to play with them when you won, but it's going to be tougher the longer you go on. So discipline again is important. Tackling is very important, and you know, just to get the tackles right. Like taking Rory Kamna, he was right to stop him, because if Carroll Conlon got past him, he was away. It was right to stop him, but just the tackle was that wee bit high to catch him. So just work on that there.
How impressed were you about Tyrone yesterday?
Well, I was happened to be at the game, very, very impressed with them. I mean, the right score of that game was when they were 14 points up. And it's hard to believe that a team can draw the first day and go out the second day, but they always learn their lessons from replays, as we know in 2003 when Down should have beaten them the first day out, and then they got that chance and they came back and they went on to win the All-Ireland. So, yeah, impressed with Tyrone, impressed with, you know, they've a very strong bench as well, and they have players fighting for places. They have a lot of quality about their team. Colm Cavan is a massive player for them. You know, Sean Cavan is roaming from full forward. They have a lot of things working for them. Again, like Donegal, they have a lot of pace and they've got quality, maybe the two wing half-backs, two wing half-forwards, which are always big players at the minute in the modern game. They're very strong in that position. You know, you don't know where they're playing, but you know, Peter Hart the last day and Young Sludden played in the forward line, well, the week before they played in defence. So yeah, they're strong, there's no doubt about it, and they've strengthened their full back line. So you expect Justin McMahon to be running after Michael Murphy again, looking into his face the next day.
Is it fair to say Donegal will not be giving Tyrone the same amount of room that Kevin let them run at yesterday?
Well, you'd hope they wouldn't anyway. You would have to expect that. You know, you have to, you know, Kevin, they ended up turning Kevin over and ended Kevin. Kevin players facing their own goals. It's important that you keep your shape, and when they're coming at you, Tyrone, that you're facing them head on, and that'll be important. But listen, there's nobody knows Tyrone better than Rory Gallagher. He's been involved, you know, he's the man who's been involved in Donegal football other than 2014. All the success we've had, he's been involved in all them teams. So listen, there's nobody better to analyse a team. And the battle between himself and Mickey Hart, I met Mickey Hart when I was chatting to him when I was working in the BBC with him one day, and he was just saying that he knows how good a brain that Rory Gallagher has, a football brain he has, and Mickey Hart is a brave brain as well, because I work beside both of them on TV, and they've got a great football brain to read the game when it's important during the game. So there'll be a big battle on the sideline. The matchups will be very important, and we're looking forward to it, which is going to be a tough game. But maybe people might think it's going to be a spectacle. I don't think it will be. It'll be a tough game. Conditions will have a bearing on it. I think both teams would like a dry ball.
How important was it for Tyrone to get back to an Ulster final? They came through the qualifiers this last 3 years and ended up with good results, getting as far as All-Ireland semi-finals, but they've been missing for a number of years in the provincial showpiece, and there was questions at the time that asked about Mickey Hart's management, and should he still be in there. So this is a huge step forward for Tyrone to get where they are now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even reading Alan Brogan in The Independent yesterday, he's saying about all he wanted to write about was Tyrone, and that's all they all want to talk about, Dublin and Kerry, and I want to talk about Tyrone. So, yeah, it's important for them to get to this next level, because they played in Division 2 of the National League. They played in Division 2 of the National League. Would it be right in saying that they haven't met a Division 1 team yet? They beat Derry, was in the first round. And they played Cavan in the semi-final. So they were two Division 2s, even though Cavan had gone up to Division 1 with them. So they haven't met a Division 1 team yet. So Donegal will be the first Division 1 team they've met this year, you know, leaving the McKenna Cup out of it as far as league and championship is concerned. That'll be, you know, a step up for them, and it'll be a different test for them. But look, at they're going the right way. They know where they're at. They have that experience, and with that, with the young legs and everything else. And it's right how the balance, their balance is exactly right the way they have it, and they have a lot of mobility on the field. So yeah, it's exciting times for them, you know, looking at it. And I think both teams going into this Ulster final, I think the big thing is that we look at the winner of it. If you could get a reasonable quarterfinal draw, you'd end up playing either, you know, Connacht in the semi-final, and that's probably at the minute the easier route if you want to get to an All-Ireland final. And probably Tyrone will be looking at it, especially looking at that, you know, where you'll avoid Dublin, Kerry, and that side of the draw, and maybe even Mayo, I think, and Cork maybe in that side of the draw if you get there. So that's why it makes it even a bigger game, this Ulster final, and that's why everybody's looking forward to it. And I think you'll have a lot of people, for a change, Ulster people used to go down south to watch the Munster final or the Leinster final. I think you'll have a lot of people from down south coming up to watch the Ulster final.
Donegal and Monaghan, they played over two games, probably the two best games of football we've seen in the country this year. But as you said, everybody else in the country is talking about Tyrone. That will suit Rory Geller and Donegal, do you think?
Aye, exactly. And suppose, you know, by listening to what the players are saying, that they feel they didn't get the credit. I mean, I always knew people talking about their legs were gone and everything else. You knew that Donegal's legs weren't gone, and all of a sudden somebody came out with a stat that the average age of the team was only 25. And I mean, that changes the whole thing then right away, Hoshin. So looking at that, we have a young team. It's exciting times for us, because we had a minor team in an All-Ireland final a couple of years ago. Now we have a minor team in an Ulster final again, and it's great. The whole county is buzzing, and why shouldn't we be? And it's great the way it is with the players we're producing and everything else. Yes, it'll be a big day, but yeah, Donegal will be happy enough going to the final. Tyrone will be, looks like they're going to be raging hot favourites in this final, which, I don't know, you know, it's an interesting one. That's the way the bookies, and people say the bookies don't get it wrong. Listen, it's a big day for players, big day for everybody. They have the experience of being in five Ulster finals, a lot of these players before, so, you know, it's not a big occasion, it's just another game. But what a game and what a day, and look, what I look forward to. And so there's nobody better, people will tell you, in Ulster to play in an Ulster final than Tyrone, and probably Tyrone would like to play Donegal. So that's what makes it. It's the two best teams in Ulster in an Ulster final, and that's the right way to have it.
Just one other note, we can't forget about Derry Miners. They're in there as well on Ulster final day. So it's an all Northwest flavour what we're going to have on Sunday the 17th of July at Clonus and not Croke Park, as some people were talking about over the weekend.
Ah, yeah, it was never going to go to Croke Park. You felt it was always going to be in Clonus. So the Leinster final's on in Croke Park that day, and I think there's some kind of concert on the Saturday or Friday or Saturday as well. So listen, it was never going to be in Croke Park, and Clonus, people say, is the right place to play it. But listen, we'd be happy enough to play it, say, in Breffni as well. I think Breffni's a lovely stadium, and, you know, I think Donegal teams like playing in Breffni. You know, I know Cavan well, and it's great that Donegal have a good record in Breffni, but I think looking at it, yeah, it's looking forward to it. Derry Miners have been very impressed with them, and it'll be a big test for both teams. But the great thing about the minor team is the two teams are through the All-Ireland quarter-final, so that does take a bit of pressure off them, where they can enjoy the occasion more than as a winner take all in that situation. But looking forward to it, it'd be nice to win a minor and a senior the one day. It's not an easy thing to do, but it'd be great to do it. But look at it, as I said, it's a great occasion for everybody, unless everybody in the county enjoy it. You know, we have this race night on Leopardstown, and there'll be great old buzz on Thursday night of that as well. So everything's great in the county, and there's great support all over. And, you know, Donegal people, this is the one thing that makes Donegal people all over the world happy, is maybe the football team doing well or whatever else, or someone in sport. It's the one thing that makes people happy, and sure, it's great that at the minute Donegal people have a smile on themselves today.